April 2nd, The Daily Stoic. Be wary of what you let in. Drama, combat, terror, numbness, and subservience. Every day these things wipe out your sacred principles whenever your mind entertains them uncritically or lets them slip in. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 10.9. How much harder is it to do the right thing when you're surrounded by people with low standards? How much harder is it to be positive and empathetic inside the negativity bubble of the television chatter? How much harder is it to focus on your own issues when you're distracted with other people's drama and conflict? We'll inevitably be exposed to these influences at some point, no matter how much we try to avoid them. But when we are, there is nothing that says we have to allow those influences to penetrate our minds. We have the ability to put our guard up and decide what we actually allow in. Uninvited guests might arrive at your home, but you don't have to ask them to stay for dinner. You don't have to let them into your mind. A Year with C.S. Lewis, The Primary Sin. Traditional doctrine points to a sin against God, an act of disobedience, not a sin against the neighbor. And certainly, if we are to hold the doctrine of the fall in any real sense, we must look at the first great sin in a deeper and more timeless level than that of social morality. This sin has been described by Saint Augustine as the result of pride, of the movement whereby a creature, that is, an essentially dependent being whose principle of existence lies not in itself but in another, tries to set up on its own to exist for itself. Such a sin requires no complex social conditions, no extended experience, no great intellectual development. From the moment a creature becomes aware of God as God and of itself as self, the terrible alternative of choosing God or self for the center is open to it. This sin is committed daily by young children and ignorant peasants as well as sophisticated persons, by solitaries no less than by those who live in society. It is the fall in every individual life and in each day of each individual life, the basic sin behind all particular sins. All this very moment, at this very moment, you and I are either committing it or about to commit it or repenting it from the problem of pain. Jesus calling. He has promised to meet all your needs according to his glorious riches. Your deepest, most constant need is for his peace. He has planted peace in the garden of your heart where he lives, but there are weeds growing there too, pride, worry, selfishness, unbelief. He is the gardener, and he is working to rid your heart of these weeds. He does his work in various ways. When you sit quietly with him, he shines the light of his presence directly into your heart. In this heavenly light, peace grows abundantly and weeds shrivel up. He also tends trials. He'll send trials into your life. When you trust him in the midst of trouble, peace flourishes and weeds die away. Thank him for the troublesome situations. The peace they can produce far outweighs the trials you endure. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. 2 Corinthians 4:17.